Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on the Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and a beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about friendship and who we should befriend. You know, friendship is one of those very important parts of a person's life, and it can have an effect both on a person's felicity in this world and in the hereafter. You know, there's a very famous verse in the Holy Quran in which God narrates and says, quotes from a person, a wretched person in the hereafter. And in that verse, this person is quoted to say that my wretchedness is because of my befriending a person who was wretched. And this person laments this and says, I wish that I hadn't taken such a person, so-and-so, as a friend, if he misguided me and led me astray from the straight path. So, you know, friendship is very important. And fortunately, in the hadith of the A'imma alayhim as-salam, we have been told about, you know, the characteristics of a person whom we should befriend, and about friendship in general. You know, this is very beautiful and very informative. These hadiths are numerous; they're multiple, and you know, and it behooves us, and we should know these hadiths and read them and learn from them. One of the hadiths in question is this hadith that we're going to narrate for you today. Regarding friendship from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, friendship can only succeed when its conditions are fulfilled. And he who fulfills all or some of these conditions may be befriended. And if not, then do not attribute any of your friendship to him. The first of these conditions is that he should treat you in public the same as he treats you in private. Right? So one of the conditions is that he treats you behind your back the way he treats you to your face. He shouldn't be hypocritical with respect to you and your friendship. He shouldn't praise you in front of you, but behind you, he's scolding you or talking bad about you. So this is the first condition. Secondly, that your source of pride is a source of pride for him, and your source of shame is a source of shame for him. You know, if you... let's say that you become successful in something in one of your pursuits, and you know it leads to your happiness, and it's a source of pride for you. He should also feel a source of pride for you. You shouldn't become sad at this. If you become sad at this, it's a sign that he's envious of you. He's not really your friend. Finally, the Imam alayhi salam says, thirdly, that neither position nor wealth should change him towards you. Right? Meaning, if you're poor and then you become rich, right? Your friendship shouldn't change because of it. Or vice versa, if you were rich and he was your friend and now you're poor, you know, his friendship shouldn't change in the least because of that. A fourth thing that the Imam says is that he must not prevent you from obtaining that which you have the capacity for. And if you have the potential for something, this person shouldn't become a hindrance to the actualization of your potentials. And fifthly, that this sums up all other qualities that he must not give up on you in times of misfortune, right? If you're misfortunate, if you're at loss, then he should not give up on your friendship. He should continue his friendship with you. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the qualities of the good friend in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli.
وآل محمد